Joining me on the Addicts Gear guest line, he's from the Bronx in New York, a Buffalo Bills fanatic, and now resides in Greater Grand Rapids, Michigan's sports performance psychologist, Dr. Eddie O'Connor. Welcome back into the Sports Project.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, boy, you've had a big couple weeks. You were involved in the, what is it called, the Spartan Games as part of your CrossFit training. Is that right?
Yeah, the Spartan races. It was a fun summer. I did one out in West Virginia, which is very mountainous. Really tough one, but certainly a blast. Like doing the hard things.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Talking about a blast, what'd you think about Thursday night with with your Buffalo Bills planting a flag in L.A.? Bills Mafia West Coast is what I called it. So what do you call it?
Yeah, I just call it happiness. I'm still riding high for it. You know, I've been a fan since Wide Right back in Super Bowl 25. And so still holding out hope every single year. But they look good. You know, another 16 games to go, though, so it's a long way. But we'll take the win and we'll take the good performance.
Yeah, it's so funny because people were hammering Matt Stafford. He had three interceptions. I don't think any of them were his fault. Receivers popped the ball up in the air, you know, sort of thing. And they were all over Josh Allen being all world and the best ever and this and that. He threw two interceptions, folks, and he played good, you know, and they put points on the board scoreboard, 31-10. But it's game one out of 17, and that's a long mountain to climb. And so, but it was a, with the Rams coming off Super Bowl win, and it was a huge win for the Buffalo Mafia. So I had to applaud you and Bob Trimble, my buddy who lives in Pittsburgh and was a sports reporter up in Buffalo. What a great kickoff to the NFL season. Now, with sports comes a problem, sort of a quiet killer of sorts called anxiety. And you, this past few weeks, got into a whole talk on your social media platforms, Dr. Eddie O'Connor, called Anxiety Thinking and Emotions. Talk our listeners through that.
Yeah, especially here at the beginning of the season, this may be the busiest week that I've had with athletes coming to me individually about different anxiety issues. And of course, all of it is, you know, felt like it's a problem. They're, for example, thinking I'm not good enough when they are making the jump maybe from eighth grade to high school or junior varsity to varsity, and they have this increased pressure. Another big example is that they're sitting the bench. So let's say you got a number of seniors that they were just dominating in high school, but now they're at a D1 college and they're on the bench and they're not starting, and there's a big adjustment there, and they're wondering, you know, are they still okay or not? What does the coach think of me? And then there's injuries that have happened, and, you know, people are nervous about that. And what I tell them all, Steve, is you should be anxious. You know, they come in with this problem as if, you know, this doubt and this fear is something that they shouldn't have or that it's a problem. But what they get great relief from is in all of these situations, I have to have them understand that you do have this pressure. It is real. You don't want to disappoint your teammates or your friends. Like, really everything my athletes have worried about, they have every reason to be concerned about it. And the difference is that when they can accept that this is a part of the sport and this is sort of the doubts that I should have, that it does not have to have control over them, that it's not a prediction, but rather it's just kind of pointing to there and saying, hey, can you take care of this? And for the listeners, if you can really respond to your anxiety as a sign that I am doing the right thing, I'm in a place that I really, really care about, my anxiety is actually just directly proportional to how much I care about the outcome, and then you shift into how you might adjust to it, then you're actually going to do much, much better when you start to use the anxiety as a way to tell you, well, how do I respond? And what do I need to do right now in order to get the best outcome?
How big is, when you peel the layers back, you know, we talk about peeling an onion and that sort of thing, and you peel the layers back, how big is the athlete not playing to thrive, but playing not to disappoint?
Yes. Yeah, very, very different. The more you try not to do something, the more you're actually focused on what it is that you do not want to do. Our brain doesn't process the not. So when you're trying to run away from feelings, you're still hypersensitive to those feelings. So quick football example. You know, end of the game, coach says, hey, whatever you do, we just got to, you know, just don't fumble. Well, now you've got the running back thinking about fumbling. And what you want to do is, right, but it doesn't tell him what to do. You know, do I run left? Do I run right? Like, you have to kind of change your language from what you don't want to what you do and then go all in on that. So to your point, when you talk about thriving as opposed to not disappointing, it's a subtle shift, but it's a tremendously important one. What is it that you do want to do? What is your assignment? What is the behaviors that you're going to take? What are you playing for? When you keep it positive in that way, and again, not positive as in happy, you know, we've got negative emotions, but positive in the direction of moving forward and what's important to me. When you go all in on that, then you start to find that all the things you don't want just kind of more naturally fade into the background. So it's not about letting go, which I've tried for years to do. It's so hard because the more you try to let go of something, the more you hold on to it because you're still focused on it. But moving your attention to what's going to get you to move forward, that is the key.
So when you're talking to these athletes, does this, you just went through it. You went through it in a very precise manner. Does it click in for them that they're okay? This is normal to feel this, but you got to learn how to channel it or use it.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I love about it is because so many of them, just upon hearing it at the first time, and I'll take a full hour, like in our first meeting, and explain all the biological reasons is normal, give them examples, we'll go back and forth, but it will make in an experiential way sense that they absolutely should be anxious about it. But here's why it's safe. Here's why it's not going to hurt you. Here's why it's not going to, for example, turn into panic or hurt you physically because it feels so uncomfortable. And we talk a lot about how sport is meant to be hard and needs to be hard, but it's our human nature that wants it to be easy. When we feel the challenge as a human being, we start to move away from it. So it's a mindset that you can actually train to become more comfortable. Oh, no, I don't even like that word, because once you're comfortable being uncomfortable, you're not uncomfortable anymore, so it doesn't work. But rather, the more you can accept and lean into the idea, and here's the thing, listeners, expect it to be hard. Expect what you're going to do to be difficult, like everything from the practices. And when we start to think that, you know, oh, but it's hard, it's like, no, what you're trying to do is supposed to be difficult. And then if you want to win at all, like when you have that expectation and you expect the difficulty, you approach it in such a different way. And yes, my athletes, they can get that pretty quickly. And then if you can't, then there is more additional training that we can do to help you grow in that mindset. But I'd say a good half of them are able to click right away because they've never heard that before.
Yeah, and it's just putting it into perspective and letting them know that what they're feeling is okay, and then just knowing they got to use it instead of it using you. And it's magical when you can take away, it's a little bit of fear, that they're fear of failure, fear of disappointment, and trying to transition it into attack mode. Easier said than done. And I think you said it so well that this sports stuff isn't for everybody. It's just, especially certain sports like football, you may not be playing and it may not be your sport. I had a AAU basketball club called Green Machine, 5th through 8th grade. And we, on the 7th grade level, had to let some kids go. It was a competitive make the team sort of thing, and encourage them to go and look at swimming and look at wrestling because their bodies were better suited. And that's hard to tell that story, hard to tell a parent and hard to tell a kid, but it's hard, man. And that's okay. It's supposed to be hard, right? It's supposed to be challenging.
You know, it absolutely is. And switching sports there too, that's one challenge, but I'll tell you, I work with just as many swimmers and other people who've got a different kind of mental toughness that they have to lean into.
Yep.
But it is all leaning into the adversity, expecting it, and finding a way to go through it, to bring it into that experience. Because here's the other thing about fear, another quick tip, is that if you weren't afraid, you would not be as good as you are. I mean, the only reason we study is because we don't want to fail. The only reason we practice is because we don't want to get beat. So when you're really, really anxious, just understand that it's a leveling up of that same anxiety, quote unquote, that we have about everything else. We don't want bad stuff, so we do something about it. But it's just that when you really, really care, it feels like it's worse. But it's just a continuum of the anxiety that we deal with every day because we just don't want bad stuff happening, so we solve problems. You know, I'm dumb, I go to school. I'm lonely, I go on a date. I'm poor, I get a job. You know, problem solve, if you take that same approach, that's the way to get through the anxiety and actually excel.
Check out Dr. Eddie O'Connor on your social media platforms. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports performance psychologist. Thanks so much for being a repeat guest on the Sports Project.